Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Ayo, and I want to begin with the retreats very, very quickly because you guys have really been hitting me up with this. Okay, so the next retreat is going to be early to mid next year. That's the first question you guys are asking. When is the next one? The next question is, when are we opening registration for that? It's going to be early next year because we have the retreats set for early to mid next year. So it'll be early 2024. So about 3 months, you guys will be open to registering. But here's the thing. You can still go to the website, awakentheoneretreats.com, and fill out that application or fill out that that questionnaire on the website, because we already have guys that have moved into registering for this next retreat because they were in this one and then they got moved to the next one. So if you want to, you can fill that out and we can reach out to you, reach out to us. We can chat with you. We can talk about when and where that next retreat will be. But the registration will open early 2024. And those are the big questions you guys are asking, is when is it and when is the registration? So that's going to kind of, I'm going to kind of end that now with the retreats. I'm going to open this back up again early 2024. And I'm going to start talking to you guys about it then. But for now, I just want to leave it here. If you guys have questions about this, or if you want to put in some kind of early registration, you can still go to that website. And me or one of the guys will reach out to you on that. Okay, brothers, let's jump into the podcast because it's kind of a fascinating topic. It's a bit philosophical. I want to tell you that today we're going to get a bit philosophical. Today we're going to do a little bit of a thought experiment, similar to last week. Similar to last week, because this week, the idea here, as you listen, is to see if you can apply it into where you're existing, where you are, and in the spaces of the podcast. Kind of, it's almost like listening to the rests in a symphony of music. You know, what makes the notes, what makes the sound so powerful is actually the space in between, is the rests in between, is the not sound. And it's the same when we talk about philosophy. It's the same when we talk about mysticism. It's the same when we talk about esoterica. And so in that way, this podcast, like last podcast, I mean, the question of who am I? It can be answered maybe in one word by saying everything, right? I could simply say everything to you. You are everything. And that would complete the answer. That would be true. And that would be sufficient. Well, maybe not sufficient. It would be complete in its answer, but maybe not in its understanding of that. Because what does it mean to be everything? Okay, so I'm everything. So what? What does that mean? Well, let's compartmentalize it. Let's look at it in layers. Let's begin and say, okay, so I am, again, the question is, who am I, right? And this is you, right? You are as I am. So as I talk about who am I, you follow this in you, because I can say I am my body. We can begin with the layers of the body, because I am my body. Okay, so if somebody asks you, who are you? Hey, hi. You know, I'm Kevin. Nice to meet you. Who are you? You may not even begin with the body, right? You'll probably begin with the personality. That's probably where you'll begin. But if we began with the body, we would say, okay, well, I'm a man, right? Like, that's my body. I'm a man. And I could even go so far as to say, well, I'm a white man. And white is erroneous, right? There's no white. Well, there's a few white. I guess albinos is a thing out there. But white, black, there's all different kinds of, you know, human beings in their skin and their melatonin. They have all different shades of colors and all different things. So to say white, but it's still a part of my body. It's still a part of that I am-ness. If we talk about the body. I'd say I'm a bald man. I mean, not really. I shave my head. You could say I'm a tall man, I'm a short man, I'm a fit man, I'm an athletic man, right? These are all body things. We talk about bodies. Say, who am I? But we can go another layer of the body. Because when we talk about who am I, we may not say this in a response to somebody asking, you know, hey, who are you? But who am I? Well, I am my skin. I am my heart. I am my lungs. I am my liver. I am my spleen. I am my stomach. I am my toes. I am my feet. I am my fingers. I am my blood. I am my bones, my muscles, my fats. You know, that stored energy. Everybody wants to get rid of, right? I don't want to be that, right? But that's part of the body too. I am my cells. We could say I am my cells. And that would be true. Say, who am I? I am the cells of my body. I am those little drug addicts, right? That are sending messages to my brain in order to get their drug, their emotion. You know, those little drug acts. I am those cells. That's what I am. I am those cells. I am those cells. And I am the accumulation of those cells because I am the organs that are made up of cells, the bones that are made up of cells, the tissues that are made up of cells. And I am the hands and the feet, right? The body itself. So all of those layers of who I am are all true. You know, that's who I am. But that's not what you would say. That's not what you would say. At least that's not what I would say. That's not what I would say, right? I would say, I'm Kevin. Nice to meet you, right? I'm Kevin. Because now we're talking about some other part of who am I. It's not the body. The body's not Kevin. Nowhere in my body is there a tag, a label, a tattoo that says Kevin, right? The body is not Kevin, right? We've talked about what the body is. The body is the cells, the hair, the blood, the bones, the hands, the feet, right? All these different layers. I am Kevin. Okay, so now we're talking about personality. Now we're talking about thoughts. Right, stories. And not to say that talking about the body is not story, but we'll get back to that. You know, but the personality, so I am Kevin right now. So now we start talking about this personality. I am my hobbies. I am my likes and my dislikes. I am my past, right? I am my education. I am my occupation. I am my political and religious beliefs. This is my personality. These are maybe the things that we talk about when somebody says, who are you? Tell me about yourself. Because we wouldn't say, oh, I'm hands and feet. I'm bloods and bone, right? We wouldn't say that. But we would say, oh, I'm a college graduate. You know, I have a master's degree in XYZ, right? Or I'm a level E-rated tennis player. I think that's right. E-rated, B-rated, C-rated, I don't know, A1. Or maybe we talk about occupation. I'm an engineer. I'm a firefighter. But these are all personalities, and these are also part of who I am, because these are part of the mind. It's the part of the space, right? If the body is material, if we say the body is a part of the material form of who I am, then the personality is the non-form. You know, it's the polarity. It's the in the yin-yang, brothers. What we have is the body and the mind, the mind and the body. And in the mind and the body, we have the form and the not form. The not form is the mind. It's the personality. It's all the not, right? The not body, the not stuff. And then the body is all the stuff. And just like there's multiple layers of the body, there's multiple layers of the mind, or the multiple layers of the personality, right? That's what I mean. We could talk about hobbies. We could talk about occupations. We could talk about politics and religions. We could talk about the past. Talk about all these things. It's the personality. And then there's another layer of who I am. Because have you guys ever said, I'm angry. I'm excited. I'm jacked up. I'm motivated. Right? I'm ready. Well, that's a little bit more body than it is personality, right? It's kind of both, though. It's fascinating, right? It's kind of like, oh, like, where is this? It's this weird hybrid. You know, we call it emotion. It's between T and A, right? It's between the thought and the action, between the mind and the body. It's this emotion. It's this conduit. It's this feeling. And that's another part of who I am. I am my feeling. I am whatever this feeling is, whatever this chemical reaction that's happening in the cells are. I am that too. So if somebody says, who are you? I could say, I am anxious. And that would be true. Maybe I feel in that moment, I feel anxious because I'm telling myself a story about rejection or not being accepted or something, right? I'm anxious about something. Or maybe I could say to this person, I'm excited. And they're like, oh, that's fascinating. Is that your first name? Like, is that on your birth certificate? But no, you're talking about your emotion. And why are you excited? Because you're telling yourself a story about meeting this new person, about talking to this person. and you're excited. So who am I? Is emotional. I'm the emotional. You're giving the emotional part of you. I am excited. I am. Right? I am happy. You know, so a lot of times people say, how are you? And then we give that answer. You know, you guys that know me, I give one of two answers, right? I'm either amazing or I'm grateful. That's my emotion. How am I? I'm amazing. I'm grateful. Thank you. But again, that's a layer. That's a layer. Has to do with the body. But then there's another layer. Because then there's the astral layer. And I'm going to talk about the astral layer different than the emotional layer, because the emotional layer is the feeling. Right? That's the chemical. That's what our cells are addicted to, right? That's why you come into the academy. It's one of the reasons why people come into the academy, you know, emotional downregulation, to free themselves from, to release themselves from the emotional addiction, from the emotional patterning that's creating the behavioral patterning, of course, driven from the thought patterning. That's really what's standing in everyone's way, your way, my way, our way, humanity's way. It's our inability to self-regulate our emotional addictions. But then there's another part. There's the astral part. And that astral part is the horoscope, right? And now you're like, oh, coach, come on, the astral, the horoscope. What are you talking about? Well, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, right? There are things that go along with these signs based on when you were born, based on where the planets were, based on where the stars were when you were born. It gives you a certain type of energy, gives you a certain type of experience. That also is, who am I? Because people have said that. Who am I? Oh, I'm a Taurus. And if you don't believe that that's still happening, then you need to get out more, because it's still happening. This is not from the 60s. It's not from the 70s. It's not from the 80s. This is happening now, because it's true. People feel this. People believe this. People believe that this is the answer to who am I? I am my astrological sign. I'm my rising sun, or I'm my moon sign, or whatever it is that they're whatever part of their consciousness that they're engaging with in that moment of answering the question of who am I. It's another layer, and it's true. And then there's another layer. There's the energetic layer, right? Which is the quantum physics layer, the layer of energy, the layer of neutrino, the layer of quantum. You know, that layer where it goes a layer deeper than the astral, because even though the astral layer is an energetic layer, an imprint, based on the cosmos, on your birthday, that deeper layer, that quantum physics layer, is a layer one half step closer to oneness, right? Because now we're not talking about the layer that is you in your horoscope. We're talking about the energy that is you in everything. As Rumi said, you're not a drop in the ocean, you're the entire ocean in a drop. It's the layer of the breath. That we are the breath. That breath, as it comes in and goes out, as our diaphragm raises and we note the inhale, and our diaphragm drops and we note the exhale, that breath, that oneness, it unites us all. Not just you and me, but all the animals and all the plants. But this energy even goes deeper. That's why I stay away from the breath. The breath helps us to unite, but it even unites in the rocks and in the metals. Because it's in everything. And that's the layer of I am that. That's the layer of the deepest mysticism. That's the layer of the mystics, of I am. I am that I am. It's the layer of the burning bush and all of these things. So those are different layers in there, and they're all true. Every one of them is true. Every one of them is true. You're the east side of the mountain. You're the west side of the mountain. But you're also the entire mountain, as well as the north side and the south side. But you're also the space that makes the mountainness possible. Because the only way that the mountain can appear, the only way the mountain can be, is to have space around it. There must be space around the mountain for the mountain to be in form, to be in existence. And you are that as well. You're the space around the mountain. And that's everything is true. It's all true. Every single bit of it. And brothers, here's the thing. The way we see ourselves is the way we see each other, because we are each other. That's all true as well. Just as we see the different layers of ourselves, we see different layers of each other. We see each other as bodies walking around, right? And you would say, we could say that this may be the most quote unquote superficial layer. And that's not a, statement of judgment. That's simply a statement of categorizing or understanding, because when we look at people from that way, we get into, we're looking at the surface, right? The most surface, the most superficial, the surface layer, the surface level. We say man, woman, right? Male, female. We say tall, short. We say blonde, brunette, redhead, right? We make all these different judgments about body types, big, small, fat, skinny, athletic, you know, all the different things we could say. We could talk about the sexual market value, for example, of rating from a 1 to 10. The same way we do ourselves, you see, because we do this with our own layers. And so we do this with each other, with layers of relationship. And then there's a relationship that we go to another layer. And what's that next layer? We do this with bodies as well, because sometimes we see the outer layer of the body, all the aesthetics, right? But other times we wonder about, okay, so what's this person's health? You know, does their body have an allergy? Does their body have an autoimmune? Does their body have a cancer? Does their body have a disease? And we look at that too, and we make that true. We make it true. We say that disease is true. That cancer is true. And we do it with all the different layers. And then we get into personality, right? We get into the personality. We say, oh, that person's Brad, Brian, or Betty, right? That's Sue, right? That's Jeremy, Josh. That's Tiffany, Trisha, right? These are the personalities of people. And they like this and they like that. And they like to play tennis and they like to go to fashion concerts, whatever you call it, right? Or they like to do this and that because that's what they do. They do this and that. Or they have this and that education. Or from there, they're from this place or that place. You know, they're from Brazil or they're from India or they're from Michigan, you know, or Canada. Or, you know, they graduated from high school or they have a master's degree in that or this. You know, this is personality stuff. It's a story. It's story. But we see this in people, right? We see this. Think about this in your relationships. We see this. And this is all true. It's layers of truth that as we peel back each layer, we get closer and closer to unity. We get closer and closer to remembering. Because then we go a bit deeper and we can talk about emotion. We say, oh, she's angry. Or he's agitated, or he's frustrated, or he's happy, or she's bitter, or she's, you know, she's being a victim. You know, those are the emotions. We see those too, but we see them in ourselves. We see them acting out. We don't see the body anymore. You know, we don't see the body. We see the emotion. We see what's happening through the body. But it's not the personality. It's not the story. It's the performance. It's the emotion. It's the energy in motion. And then, because that's, of course, the cells, right? It's the cells doing their little dance. And then we have the astral. You know, what's your sign? You know? Oh, you're a Virgo. I love that. I love Virgo, right? Because I'm a Taurus. And then there's the quantum level, right? The breath. And that's the magic, right? Because then, and here's the thing, brothers. I want to tell you this. Because as you peel back these layers, as you really peel back these layers in yourself, of course, it happens in yourself through contemplation, through meditation, through thought downloads, through, you know, all the things that we do, like models of alignment, through working with guides, through all of it. You know, you peel back these layers, you realize, okay, I am my body, but I'm not. And because I am my body, but I'm not, I don't need to react to my body. I can respond to it. As a part of my experience, as a part of me, but not me. As a part of my shell, as a part of this outer layer that I'm noticing, that I'm caring for in this human experience, that I'm loving along the way. You know, that I'm responding to as it needs things, as it needs rest, as it needs food, as it needs medicine, as it needs water. You know, I'm responding, but I'm not reacting. I'm not in the state of, oh my gosh, I'm my body. And if I don't eat right now, I'm going to die. Because I'm hangry, we have to find food, and I'm going to create this big scene because everybody needs to know that I'm hungry, and if I don't find food, my body's going to die, right? Like, because again, like, that's where we get into these layers. We're in this outer layer, so we peel back these layers, we go deeper, like, okay, so now I'm not that, I'm not my body, maybe I'm my mind, maybe my emotion, maybe I'm a deeper energy, maybe I'm my sign, right? Maybe I'm a Taurus. or some of the things, some of the frameworks that we get into in the academy, right? Like maybe you're this human design, generator, projector, right? We get into some of these other things. But again, this is just astral work. This just has to do with cosmology. Cosmology and genetics. You know, it's horoscope work having to do with the unity of your genes with your astrology, right? So it's astral. But then we go deeper. And as I do this with you and myself, I get to this point where I realize I'm just the ever-present breath. I'm breathing. I'm breathing. And this person is breathing. We are one in that breath. The breath itself is no different in their body than in my body. The breath itself transfers between us, around us, through us, and permeates everything. The breath itself, the prana, the life force, right? I am the breath. I am that. And immediately we open up this mirror, the third eye, the ajna chakra. It opens up and again, the veil is removed and you see the truth. You see the mirror. You see that we are one. You see that you are standing in front of yourself. And you've always stood in front of yourself. Not as a body in front of a body, but as a breath in front of a breath, as the eternal wind that's always been, the eternal space, nothingness. I am that. And that is. That's who I am. And it's true that we are all the things, but here's where we get into the growth. Here's where we get into the evolution. This is where people talk about movement, right? Growth, evolution. I know 2 weeks ago, I just did a podcast on better. I said, there's no better because you cannot be better because the truth of who you are, the core of who you are is that. Can the breath be any better? Can space be any better? Can nothing be any better? Can nothingness be any better? Can timelessness, can prana, can life force be any better? Of course not. And that was the podcast a couple weeks ago. What I'm offering to you now is that there's an idea of who you're not, that there has been a forgetting, that you came into this knowing that you are this eternity, this God, this divinity of breath, this life force that is eternal and infinite. And because of your own wanting to be surprised and be excited and have the duality of experience that means you can't know what's coming next, you in your own divinity chose to forget. And you chose to forget and live in these layers and live in these different layers. And every one of these layers is a different era or different age of forgetting, where you spent an age of forgetting that you were the breath and you were existing as your horoscope, as your astral energy. And then you wanted to forget that. So you existed as emotion. You wanted to forget that. So you wanted to exist as personality. And you wanted to forget that. So you wanted to exist as body. And here we are incarnated on earth living that. And we are all these things, all of them are true. They're all layers of truth. Just like the apple is the seed, the pulp, the skin, the stem, the leaf. The apple is all the things. The apple is even the tree, because the seed needs to be planted to grow into the tree in order for the tree to apple, in order for the tree to fruit, to bear fruit. And the apple is all those things, just as you are all those things. The essence of it is everything and nothing. Is the oneness, is the breath, is as you see yourself. As you look, there you are. So what does this all mean? It means play with the layers. I know, brothers, here I am, like almost into the 30-minute mark, and I've come to this thing. So who am I? You're everything. So what does it mean? What does this practically mean for you? It means play with the layers. It means play with them. Have fun. Have fun with the layers. Look, I'm a Taurus and a Tantrika. Right? A tantrika means I'm a practitioner of the tantric arts, right? So as a Taurus, I'm already imbued with a attraction for the pleasurable things of life, the sensual things of life, right? So my astral energy as a Taurus has that. My astral energy has this attraction to sensuality, as an attraction to pleasure, right? There's some other things about the Taurus as well. You know, we're highly sensual, sexual. We're also very stubborn and so on. So there's that. And I play with that. I play with that energy. I'm aware of that energy. I'm aware of my astral. I'm aware of my human design. I'm aware of my projector. You know, I'm a projector. I have an open sacral. So my human design says I'm a projector. I'm aware of my being open for invitations. I'm aware of listening to my intuition to respond to invitations. You know, I'm aware of all of that, but I'm also a tantrika. And I also love tantra. I'm also a tantra practitioner, so I'm very much in my body. I play with the layers of the five senses. I go very deeply into food. I love food. When I'm in a meal, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful and I'm blessed, and I bless the food, and I give gratitude for where it came from and all the people that brought it to me. And I savor it, and I put it in my mouth and I savor it, and I smell it. I love the way it smells and the way it tastes. And every moment I try to be present with it, because that's a part of tantra. It's a part of tantra to be in that pleasurable state of the five senses, and to listen to the sounds and the sights of the things and the touches. So there's a lot of tantra. It's a lot of bodily sensation, a lot of bodily pleasure. This is all, you guys know how I am with emotion, very sensitive to emotion. I believe in feeling vertically, and living in the present moment as deeply as possible into the feeling that you're experiencing, so that you're not trying to move on from it. You're not trying to get into the next moment. You're not trying to get into what's next. Keep going, be busy, distract, try to avoid, but you're here. You're here and now in the present, and living deeply, vertically into that emotion. You know, that's another part of the layers, one of the layers that I play with. I love to play with the contrast of emotion, the depths of discomfort, right? What is sadness? What does it mean to have love and have loved and lost? Right? What does that mean to grieve? But on the flip side, you have to have loved in order to have lost. So that's what I'm saying. Those are the layers you can play with, those emotions of depths, and those are all the things. But then practically, who am I? Am I the emotion? Am I the discomfort of emotion, or the comfort of emotion? The pleasure, the delight, or the discomfort, you know, the dissatisfaction? Is that me? Am I the body? Am I the smell that I'm receiving from the food, or the woman? The taste that I'm receiving from the food, that the sound that I'm hearing? Am I the sound? Am I the touch? Layers. This is where we get into duality, brothers, because yes, I am the touch, but I'm also not the touch. If I am the touch, then without the touch, I suffer. But I'm not the touch, and I am the touch. I am both. I'm playing with the layer of the touch. I'm playing with the layer of the sound. I'm playing with the layer of the emotion. I am the emotion. But I'm also not the emotion, because I must not be the emotion in order for the emotion to fill the space. The emptiness of not being the emotion must exist within me for the emotion to fill the space and be there. I am both. And that is the detachment. The detachment, the practical work here, brothers, is recognizing the answer to the question of who am I is truly everything. But to recognize that everything is in layers, and the depths of these layers, and to play with these layers, and to look at these layers, and not to react to these layers, but to respond to them from your core, from your essence, from I am the breath, I am the life, I am that. And that's what I have for you today, brothers. Until next week, elevate your Alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset, at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.